Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and it's a little bit chillier, isn't it? Man, in the 60s. We didn't even break 70 degrees today. Did you know that? It looks like it's going to be that way for the next couple of days. To me, that means it's hot dog weather. All right. I mean, if it were really warm, it would also be hot dog weather. But that's not the point. The point is hot dog weather is always appropriate. And the Cats dog at the Texas Inn is the best hot dog that you're ever going to encounter. And I wanted to bring in my friend Dave Saunders, who we all know for a variety of reasons. We've heard him for years talking about stuff as the guy who created Madison and Main, which is just one of the top advertising marketing ventures in America, and it's right here in Central Virginia. And we've also seen him as he's taken the Texas Inn, purchased it, grown it, and made it even more of a community partner. And today is the 90th birthday, the 90th anniversary for the Tea Room, for the Texas Inn. So I thought, you know what? Let me get Dave on the program. Let's just talk a little bit about that great celebration, see what else is cooking over there. Dave, thank you for being here, sir.
Hello, Jeff Katz. You know, I was just thinking, you make me feel so good. I wish I could just look in the mirror and have Jeff Katz introduce me every morning. It would just spike my ego so much. I appreciate it, sir.
That is very, very, very kind. Let's start with this major accomplishment of the Texas Inn, man. To have anything survive 90 years is a major accomplishment. A restaurant? God, that is unheard of.
Absolutely, yeah. October 11th, 1935, the Texas Inn was born in Lynchburg, Virginia. And, you know, the original founder, he had like this really great recipe. It was good, fast, and cheap. You get all three, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we've heard that for years. You know, you can only pick two, right?
That's
well,
right.
This guy said, I'm going to serve good food. I'm going to serve it in 20 minutes or less, you know, and I'm going to sell it at a reasonable price. And, boy, it was a really radical idea back then, but it's still in play today, 90 years later. It's one of the oldest continually operated restaurants in the Commonwealth.
It is amazing. Remind everybody, because there was a time it only had one location. Right now you got four. How did it grow? Why did you grow it?
Yeah, everybody thought it was nuts, Jeff, including my banker. You know, it was like, one, you're going to buy this old diner, this 83-year-old diner. It's almost falling off a cliff. You got to put money into it. You got to replace everything. But I just couldn't stand to see it go. I've seen so many legacy restaurants across the state close, and, you know, a lot of them closed during the pandemic. And I said, you know, this is just part of the community here. And I would just hate to be in a world where you couldn't go in and grab a bite of nostalgia. You know, it's the same menu as 90 years ago. And that's part of the thing, you know, where you have two and three and four and five generations of customers coming in. It just makes you feel a sense of pride. Yeah. But then I looked at the landscape and I'm like, well, hold on. It's open late. You know, we're near colleges. College kids like to go out and go out late. Other folks like to have a place kind of like a Waffle House where you go to sober up after a night on the town. And yeah, that's what we do. And I figured it's not such a dinosaur anymore. And so we've expanded it. And now with four locations, including our latest one in Richmond, Virginia.
I love the whole story, Dave. And you say that you were just determined not to see it go away because you had this connection with it, being a Lynchburg guy, and your dad. Was your dad the fire marshal, fire inspector in Lynchburg?
Yeah, he was a firefighter, then later a fire inspector, fire marshal, ultimately chief. He took me in there when I was 5 years old. You know, basically, he worked two blocks away at the fire station, and I sat on one of those little red stools, you know, and they were super kind. And then, you know, in 2018, I walked in, I'm meeting all the employees, and one of the servers, Frances, she said, I remember you. Your dad was a fire marshal. I remember your sister used to have pigtails. And here it was, 40-some years later, 43 years later, whatever, and she waited on me as a child when I was five, you know.
And you were so. You were better behaved this time, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. My dad did not put up with foolishness, so as they say.
Yeah. Without your dad, you could probably spin round and round and round on the red stool. But I got a feeling if your dad was there, you would have behaved better. But now you say, well, you know what? They're my stools. If I want to spin around, by God, I'm spinning around. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's the way that works.
You know, when I bought it 7 years ago, I said, there's got to be some way we can thank the community. And back then it was our 83rd anniversary. And I said, hey, I've got it. I'll sell hot dogs for 83 cents. And every year, it goes up a penny because of inflation, I guess. But this year it's 90 cents for a hot dog. And I know exactly how many hot dogs we sold last year. It was 8,300. And the reason I know that is because I lost a dollar on every single hot dog I sold. And this year I'm hoping to lose even more money. But yeah, the current count's around 5,500, something like that, when I checked a little bit ago.
Wow.
And we're open till 2 a.m., so we might hit a new record.
I love it. Well, people need to get in there. Remind everybody of the actual address to get into the Texas Inn here in the Richmond area.
Yeah, for our friends at WRVA, it is 2901 Park Avenue. It's across the street from Bandito's Burrito Lounge and a block away from the Virginia Museum of History and Culture. So, we're right there off of Boulevard and Broad and a couple blocks off of Boulevard and Broad. We'd love to see any and all of you come by, grab six hot dogs for $6 and change, and have a nice meal with the family.
It. And it's the same thing now. You got two locations in Lynchburg, one out in Winchester, right? You got a certain college student you were looking out for in
Harrisonburg,
Winchester.
Yeah. Out about a third of a mile from JMU in Harrisonburg. I was out there this morning. Yeah. And 18 months now in the capital city.
This is great stuff. I am absolutely thrilled that the Cat's Dog is now on the menu in Harrisonburg, both locations in Lynchburg, obviously right here in Richmond. Give us the details. What were we doing? What are we doing with the Cat's Dog? And just remind everybody why you look, and you're the guy who did this. You put this whole thing together. Why are you doing what you're doing?
So, we serve a bright red Jesse Jones Southern style hot dog since the beginning. Those were that company was founded in 1926. We've served them since 1935. However, a few years ago, after we opened in Harrisonburg, and we had a lot of folks coming down from the Mid-Atlantic and New England states, and they were like, ah, bright red hot dog, I'm scared. Let me get something else. So I started offering Nathan's hot dogs, all beef, Nathan's kosher hot dogs. And we've been selling them, and then we had the idea earlier this year, we're going to rename it the Katz Dog in honor of our favorite radio host, Jeff Katz. We're going to fill it up with our homemade chili and our sweet and tangy Texas chow chow and a sprinkle of onion, and we'll make it just like the classic dog, but we'll sell those, and we'll give 50 cents for each one to Special Olympics Virginia, a great organization that's near and dear to both of our hearts. Yeah. And I'm happy to tell you, Jeff, when we close the books October 1 for third quarter, we sold 1,723 of them. And I was able to give Special Olympics Virginia a check the other day for $861.50. And we didn't even sell them the whole quarter. So I think this last quarter, they're selling like hotcakes, no pun intended.
Right.
And I'd love to get to that 2,000 mark for the Katz Dogs here in the fourth quarter and give even more money to Special Olympics.
God bless you, Dan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave, honest to God, I am so grateful that you stepped up with this brilliant idea, and you're so willing to help out. We both love the Special Olympians. Of course, our mutual friend Carl Leonard, the sheriff in Chesterfield County, he's been such a huge supporter of Special Olympics Virginia through the years. So this is just amazing. 1,723 Katz dogs sold. And you're right, wasn't even the full quarter. And $861.50 for Special Olympics Virginia. And we're going to keep doing it. Q4 is here. We want to sell even more. You need to remind people, though, not just about the Katz dog. I do want to brag about that because you're doing great work with that. But that Texas Chow Chow, I think that's something that should be like jarred or bottled and made available for people to eat everywhere in America. Is that something I'm going to be able to buy and send to people all over the country?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, during COVID, we started shipping out our relish, our sweet and tangy Texas Chow Chow, through goldbelly.com. And you can actually get it delivered anywhere, even Alaska, even Hawaii. We've sent it to all 50 states. However, it's incredibly expensive to ship. The best way to do it is come down to the store and buy some for $6.99, I think it is, for a pint of it. But yeah, that's our secret sauce. That is probably the single biggest reason we've been in business and been successful for the last 90 years. Often imitated and never duplicated.
Yeah. I think, you know how people do those custom wine bottles, you know, especially companies around the holidays. I think people ought to go in and buy the Texas Chow Chow right there, then go right over Park Avenue there, get themselves a case or whatever, and then give it out as holiday gifts. Make it stocking stuffers. That stuff, I would bathe in that if I had the chance to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've when I visit my mother in South Carolina, the first question she has is, did you bring me chili and did you bring me relish? She's not really that concerned about seeing me or the kids or anything else. She's more concerned about the Texas Inn foods.
She knows that you love her, and you know she loves you. Now, hand over the chow chow. That's what you say. That's what it is. God bless you, Dave. I thank you for being here. I thank you so much for what you're doing at the Texas Inn with the support with the Cats Dog for Special Olympics Virginia. And as you said, we've got until 2 o'clock. We got a few more hours to get over to the Texas Inn. I want you to give everybody the exact address again, because get over there. You get a delicious hot dog for 90 cents. And remember, next year, the price is shooting through the roof up to 91 cents. So get them now while you can.
Yeah, heaven forbid we turn 100 and we have to charge $1 for these things. This is going to be terrible. Yes, 2901 Park Avenue, a couple blocks away from Boulevard and Broad, open till 2 a.m., and we'd love to cook you up a bag of hot dogs and eat them there and enjoy the show, or take them with you and go home. And watch the debate tonight, chowing down on some hot dogs.
Yeah, it's going to make it that much easier, that much better. You are the best, my friend. Thank you for being here. That is Dave Saunders. What an amazing human being. He doesn't have to do that, just so you know. I mean, he really, it's not like he lost the bet to me. He's like, all right, fine, I'll give you the stinking hot dog. It's enough already. No, you know, we were just hanging out having coffee one morning and shooting the breeze, and he's just such a brilliant guy who has done so many effective, amazing things throughout the years. And he came up with this, and, you know, I signed on. And so there you go. An extra $861.50 for Special Olympics Virginia. And that goes into the Carl Leonard Fund. You know, every year the sheriff has enlisted me to do something crazy with him. And we raise money for Special Olympics. So now I'm trying to do my part by building it up before we even start the official campaign. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.